27 degrees on our way to 47. It's a sunny, beautiful Tuesday morning. A great Thanksgiving week. And I think the weather's going to hold. This nice weather's going to stick around through Thanksgiving, which is all good news. The man suspected of being responsible for that mass shooting that killed five people, injured more than a dozen at an LGBTQ nightclub, will likely face murder and hate crime charges. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne has the very latest developments. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. Prosecutors are expected to charge 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich with five counts of murder and five counts of committing a bias-motivated crime. Police say up to 30 people were injured in the shooting over the weekend. Some of the people who were injured remain in critical condition this morning. Investigators, they're still looking for a motive. They're combing through the social media posts of the alleged shooter and talking with the people who knew him. The Associated Press reported that the shooter used an AR-15 style semi-automatic weapon, that a handgun and additional ammunition magazines were found at the scene. He was arrested within minutes of police arriving at the Club Q on Saturday night in Colorado Springs. He's in the hospital. He sustained injuries at some point during the incident. Police say the suspect's mother not cooperating with law enforcement. And this is important because back in 2021, Aldrich was arrested after his mother reported that he had threatened her with homemade bombs and other weapons. Colorado does have a red flag law. It's not clear why authorities didn't seize the weapons his mother says that he had. There's no public record that prosecutors charged Aldrich in that case. Now, Paul, this morning we're learning more about one of the two people who helped disarm the shooter, the people that police are now calling heroes. 45-year-old Richard M. Fierro was one of the two people who tackled the shooter. He was at the club with his family for a drag show. He is an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran, and he told police, "I don't know exactly what I did. I just went into combat mode."
One of the performers walked by or was running by, and I told her, "Kick this guy, kick this guy." And she took her high heel and stuffed it in his face or his head or whatever she could hit.
Excellent.
The reports are that he disarmed the shooter and then beat him with the shooter's own weapon. And one last note, Paul, Fierro says his daughter lost her boyfriend in this shooting.
This Richard Fierro, one of the two who subdued the shooter, is a former Army major. As you mentioned, served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he just went into combat mode and got this guy and beat him, which is a good thing, which is why the guy is still in the hospital, better than the five people he killed and the 30 other people that he injured. And what a sick, sick mother he must have that caused him at least part of this trouble, where she will not cooperate with the police after he tried to or threatened to blow her house up.
That's
sick.
That's what police are saying this morning. I mean, that situation it's not very clear everything that went into that situation. There was video also that was released yesterday.
I saw that. That's the video where he's walking down. Isn't that the video where he's walking down the steps of his family with his arms up?
Yep. And then there's also video. I'm not sure how this was obtained, but it was inside the house before the police arrived or as they were arriving and filled with expletives and, you know, what he was going to do with.
Come on and get me.
Yeah.
Come on and get me. Man, I wish they would have.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So there's a lot of questions as to what happened during that particular incident. You know, they do have this red flag law that, you know, so many states are talking about and considering. And so, you know, what happened? Why wasn't more done in that particular case or that time? But this morning, certainly, this Richard Fierro is in the limelight. And police said yesterday that they've never met a more humble person in their interview process than this individual.
This is the guy who jumped in to help, right?
Yep, jumped in to help. Very humble. He's just, I just went into my combat mode, he said.
And the other guy, who I don't need to ever say his name ever, but the other guy who did all of this is not a good guy and will not cooperate or speak, nor will his mother, which is just shocking and unfortunate, and explains why that kid is probably so screwed up. But meanwhile, interesting, then, people hearing you do your report, Marie Osborne, as our WJR senior news analyst, when you say that he is going to be charged with a bias-motivated crime. That's what they call hate crimes in Colorado.
Yeah.
Bias-motivated. Which is interesting. And then here we go again with the hate crime thing. I think, I don't know what else you have to do. You walk into a place and start shooting people. That's a hate crime no matter what. There's hate there. And I'm not sure what difference that makes when they prosecute the guy. He should be prosecuted and will be to the fullest extent of the law, which means he should never see the light of day again.
We've talked about this very topic in our own home about, well, isn't all murder a hate crime? And that's for sure. But I think the law here is trying to differentiate between if you have a long simmering hate for a particular group of people for just because who they are, and you act on that, that's a particular sort of crime, you know, perhaps different than just killing somebody. So, but we've discussed that in our own family, talking about, wow, isn't any murder really a hate crime?
It is, in my opinion. Yeah. But be that as it may, I mean, I don't know how they punish him any differently. That person, for whatever reason that they did this, should get the fullest extent of whatever punishment is available.
They're looking at federal. Yeah, they're looking at the federal laws this morning as well,
right,
Paul. So we're going to hear more about that later in the day.
Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst. Coming up, Frank Ragnow, Detroit Lions center. 3 wins in a row, along with Steve Courtney and Sean Belegian. It's 844.